Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1, Text Number 14. Apana Samsritim Goram Yan Nama Vivaso Grinan Tataha Sadyo Vimuchyeta Ya Vibeti Swayam Bayam Apana Samsritim Goram Yannama Vivasho Grinan Tatasa Jovi Mucheta Yabibeti Svayambayam Apana Samsritim Goram Yannama Vivaso Grinan Tatasa Jovi Mucheta Yabibeti Svayambayam Apana Samsritim Goram Yannama Vivaso Grinan, okay. Yannama Vivaso Grinan Tatasa Jovi Mucheta Yabibeti Svayambayam. Okay. Svayambayam. Apana Samsritim Goram Yannama Vivasho Grinan Tatasa Jovi Mucheta Yabibeti Svayambayam Apana Samsritim Goram Yannama Vivasho Grinan Tata sajo vimucheta Yadbaveti svayambayam Atajis. Apanaha, being entangled, Samsritim, in the hurdle of birth and death, Goram, too complicated, Yat. What? Nama. The absolute name. Vivashaha. Unconsciously. Grinan. Chanting. Tataha. From that. Sadhya. At once. Vimuchyeta. Gets freedom. Yat. That which. Bibeti. Fears. Swayam. Personally. Vayam. Fear itself. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified. Please repeat. Living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified. Purport. Vasudeva, or Lord Krishna, the Absolute Personality of Godhead, is the supreme controller of everything, and as such, he is feared by all others. There is no one in creation who is not afraid of the rage of the Almighty. Great asuras like Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa, and others were very powerful living entities were all killed by the personality of Godhead. And the Almighty Vasudeva has empowered his name with the powers of his personal self. Everything directly related to him is identical with him. It is stated herein that the name of Krishna is feared even by fear personified. This indicates that the name of Krishna is non-different from Krishna. Therefore, the name of Krishna is as powerful as Lord Krishna himself. There's no difference at all. Anyone, therefore, can take advantage of the holy names of Lord Sri Krishna, even in the midst of the greatest dangers. The transcendental name of Krishna, even though uttered unconsciously or by force of circumstances, can help one obtain freedom from the hurdle of birth and death. Om Agyana Chimiranda Shaganjana Shlaka Chakshu Mandikam Jina Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We may have to increase the font size of our book. Very difficult to read. For me, anyway. Okay. So, this is a very beautiful verse. I looked up some things that I wanted to read for all of you this morning concerning this particular verse. I thought it'd be nice to read some things that Srila Prabhupada has said about the chanting of the holy name. And I wanted to start out by reading from the Happening album. I think it was called the Happening album many, many years ago. And Srila Prabhupada gave a nice commentary or purport at that time about chanting. So I'll read this and a couple other things. Okay. This is Srila Prabhupada. The transcendental vibration established by the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is a sublime method for reviving our transcendental consciousness. As living spiritual souls, we are all originally Krishna conscious entities, but due to our association with matter since time immemorial, our consciousness is now adulterated by the material atmosphere. The material atmosphere in which we are now living is called Maya, or illusion. Maya means that which is not. And what is this illusion? The illusion is that we are all trying to be lords of material nature. While actually we are under the grip of the stringent laws of material nature. When a servant artificially tries to imitate the all-powerful master, it is called illusion. We are trying to exploit the resources of material nature, but actually we are becoming more and more entangled in her complexities. Therefore, we are engaged in a hard struggle to conquer the stringent laws of material nature, but we are ever more dependent on it. The illusory struggle against material nature can be stopped at once by revival of our eternal Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare is a transcendental process for reviving this original pure consciousness. By chanting this transcendental vibration, we can cleanse away all misgivings within our hearts. The basic principle of all such misgivings is the false consciousness that I am the Lord of all I survey. Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition on the mind. This consciousness is the original energy of the living entity. When we hear the transcendental vibration, this consciousness is revived. This simplest method is recommended for this age. By practical experience also, one can perceive that by the simple chanting of this Maha Mantra, or the great chanting for deliverance, one can at once feel a transcendental ecstasy coming through from the spiritual stratum. In the material concept of life, we are busy in the matter of sense gratification, as if we were in the lower animal stages of life. A little elevated from this status of sense gratification, one is engaged in mental speculation for the purpose of getting out of the material clutches. A little elevated from this speculative status, when one is intelligent enough, one tries to find the supreme cause of all causes, within and without. And when one is factually on the plane of spiritual understanding, surpassing the stages of sense, mind, and intelligence, he is then on the transcendental plane. This chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is enacted from the spiritual platform, and thus this sound vibration surpasses all lower status of consciousness, namely sensual, mental, and intellectual. There is no need, therefore, to understand the language of the mantra, nor is there any need for mental speculation, nor any intellectual adjustment for chanting this Maha mantra. It is automatic from the spiritual platform, and as such, anyone can take part and vibrating this transcendental sound vibration without any previous qualifications. In a more advanced stage, of course, one is not expected to commit offenses on grounds of spiritual understanding. But there is no doubt that chanting for a while, takes one immediately to the spiritual platform, and one shows the first symptom of this in the urge to dance along with the chanting of the mantra. We have seen this practically. Even a child can take part in the chanting and dancing. Of course, for one who is too entangled in material life, it takes a little more time to come to the standard point. But even such a materially engrossed man is raised to the spiritual platform very quickly. When it is chanted by a pure devotee of the Lord in love, it has the greatest efficacy on hearers. And as such, this chanting should be heard from the lips of a pure devotee of the Lord, so that immediate effects can be achieved. As far as possible, chanting from the lips of non-devotees should be avoided. Milk touched by the lips of a serpent has poisonous effects. The word Hare is the form of addressing the energy of the Lord, and the words Krishna and Rama are forms of addressing the Lord himself. But Krishna and Rama mean the supreme pleasure, and Hara is the supreme pleasure energy of the Lord. The supreme pleasure energy of the Lord helps us to reach the Lord. The material energy called Maya is also one of the multi-energies of the Lord. We, the living entities, are also the energy, marginal energy of the Lord. The living entities are described as superior to material energy. When the superior energy is in contact with the inferior energy, an incompatible situation arises. But when the superior marginal energy is in contact with the superior energy called Hara, it is established in its happy, normal condition. These three words, namely Hara, Krishna, and Rama, are the transcendental seeds of the Maha Mantra. The chanting is a spiritual call for the Lord and His energy to give protection to the conditioned soul. This chanting is exactly like the genuine cry of a child for its mother's presence. Mother Hara helps the devotee achieve the Lord Father's grace, and the Lord reveals Himself to the devotee who chants this mantra sincerely. No other means of spiritual realization is as effective in this age of quarrel and hypocrisy as is the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I thought I'd read that because it really pretty much tells us what Krishna consciousness is all about, what this chanting is, and why we should chant this holy name. So there were a couple of other things that I wanted to read also. But a few things that we can say is that, like in the Padma Purana, it is stated that one should always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. This is a regulative principle. Never forget Krishna, always remember Krishna. And we see that the spiritual master, like for instance Srila Prabhupada, the Acharya of ISKCON, he gave us so many different things, so many duties that he wanted us to perform. There's many duties in devotional service, deity worship, book distribution, Harinam. So many duties that all of us are actually requested to perform. But Srila Prabhupada also says that the devotee, one of the essential instructions or the order of the spiritual master is that one must chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That is essential. And there should be a number of rounds chanted daily. And Prabhupada has recommended 16 rounds. So we have so many things that we have to do, so many duties daily. But we should be chanting those 16 rounds before we do any of these kind of regulative activities, regulative principles of Krishna consciousness. And there's so many, as we just suggested. There's chanting and, of course, deity worship, Harinam. All these things are necessary. But it's absolutely necessary if one wants to become Krishna conscious and not forget Krishna and remember Krishna, we have to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And it must be a certain number prescribed rounds. We see that in Bhakti Yoga, there is tapasya. There's tapo divyam. There's just spiritual tapasya that we all have to do. Like, for instance, on Ekadasi, we have to fast from beans and grains. On Jamastami, we fast the whole day in glorification of Krishna's appearance day. And other festivals too. Gaur Purnima, we fast till sunset. And we see that those are regulative principles. And of course, the four regulative principles. And of course, the morning program that we have. All these things are actually tapo divyam. They're spiritual voluntary processes that we perform on a daily basis in Krishna consciousness. And they must be performed because those activities of tapasya are for purification. They purify our existence. They purify our minds, our bodies, and we become Krishna conscious. So it seems that in Bhakti Yoga, if we don't execute those regulative principles and we don't chant the holy name, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, very difficult to understand the science and the process of Krishna consciousness. Very, very difficult. Almost impossible. And we see that even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he chanted a fixed number of rounds daily. In fact, I think there's a pastime where Lord Chaitanya was traveling to the forest of Jharkhanda, and his servant had to carry his pot because Lord Chaitanya would be chanting on his fingers. One hand would be chanting the Maha Mantra, the other hand he'd be counting, you know, how many mantras he chanted. So even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had fixed number of rounds. the Goswamis also had a fixed number of rounds. Haridas Thakur, he had a fixed number of rounds. And Srila Prabhupada made it very simple for us. Prabhupada did say in a lecture I heard, where he said in India, the lowest amount of rounds chanted should be 25. Prabhupada said 25 rounds daily. But he said in America, he realized there would be problems. People would not be able to chant 25 daily. So he gave us a fixed number of 16 rounds daily. So this is our tapasya. Tapo divyam putrakayena sudyat sattvam. This is very essential. This tapasya is very essential for the advancement in Krishna consciousness. And in this particular verse, we're seeing that the power or the potency of the Maha Mantra is such that it's even greater than fear personified. So this fear, it comes from not being absorbed properly in the activities of Krishna consciousness. We see that the mission of human life is actually to become freed from all these designations. There's that verse, Sarva Pati Vinir Muktaparatvina Nirmalam Hrishikena Hrishikesha Sevana Bhakti Uchate. Upadi, the bodily consciousness of life. Because we're thinking with this body, you can see how many difficulties it creates for us, this upadi. It's so powerful that we see that brother against brother, family against family, country against country. And this is all bodily platform of life. It's like a very basic example would be that, you know, if I'm sitting here and someone came up to me, some guy from Czechoslovakia, and he came up to me and said, "You're in America?" And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "Do you know you guys are really idiots? You guys are really stupid. You know, you have no leadership in this country. Everything is just, you guys are so materialistic." And if somebody said that and you were really an American and you really think about it, you'd get offended. Or if you were a Mexican and I walked up to you and said something about Mexico and criticized Mexico and your heritage, immediately we would become disturbed, upset. And this is upadi, the bodily platform of life. And we see that the whole world is fighting on this principle, country against country, constantly fighting, arguing, because of the bodily platform of life. And because of this, everyone is suffering like anything. You can see how much suffering our body brings us. On a daily basis, you can experience it. Some days you can get up and can't move. Absolutely frozen. You can't move. You can't figure out what is it. It's this body. But still, even though we have that problem, every day we're doing so many things in order to please this body. We try everything we can. Immediately we rush to the doctor. Immediately we do whatever it takes in order to keep this body moving, keep it happy, satisfied. And we work like this. And the whole world is absorbed in this activity of the body. So we have to be very conscious in terms of what we do in Krishna consciousness by always trying to have good association. Good association is essential. Mahatseva, to associate with the Mahajan, a great soul, a Mahatma. Because if we associate with that Mahatma, that great soul, we can derive unlimited amount of knowledge and understanding what is the purpose of life when we associate with that Mahatma or Mahatmas. And there is a mission in human life, and that mission is to go back home, back to Godhead. And people are not aware of what the mission is. So many people are just absorbed in their own bodily activities, their family, their country, their job, money, sense gratification, hope against hope for enjoyment, hoping that they marry the right person, hoping that they can, you know, get the right person. Just constantly hoping and hoping against hope that there will be some kind of satisfaction. Even those that have so much wealth and so much beauty, still there's so much distress because so much plastic surgery now. You people that are very good looking, how much suffering they must go through. Just it's hard to conceive for us because we're not on that level, but you can imagine what kind of suffering a person goes through that their whole life is dependent on their face or their body. And when that starts getting old, how much suffering there is there. And they have nothing else to think about. They have nothing else to relate to. And they have no understanding the real mission, the goal of this human form of life. So this association with pure devotees of the Lord, very essential, Mahatsevam Dvaram Mahur Vimukta, that we need to serve those individuals also. Like we have Srila Prabhupada, our Srila Prabhupada, a great Mahat, pure devotee of the Lord. Now, in order to satisfy that pure devotee of the Lord, we have to become absorbed in serving that great soul. And the way we serve that soul is we try to understand the mission. There's a mission behind it. In other words, if you want to satisfy a person, you try to understand what is the mission of that person. What do they want? And that's what Krishna consciousness is about. Trying to understand the mission of these great souls, like the Goswamis. The mission is all the same. Krishna came, he said, Sarva Dharmam Prityajam Mamekam Saranam Brajam Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo Moksha Yiksami Masuchaha. Krishna said, surrender to me. But people misunderstood Krishna. They didn't understand that. So then Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to deliver the conditioned souls. Krishna did too, but it was the battle of Kurukshetra. The people that saw Krishna there on the battlefield, when they got killed, they attained Swarup, their original identity. They realized they were spirit soul. So they got their identity, the Swarup. So human life is meant to understand our Swarup, our original position. That is given to us by the pure devotee, by the Mahatmas. And the Mahatmas give it to us in enunciating their mission. The mission that Srila Prabhupada had was the same as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the same as Rupa Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, all the great acharyas, all the way to Krishna. They're all the same mission. And when we actually abide by that mission, if we understand that mission, then we can become liberated, mukti. We can have mukti from this act of this following the mission. And that mission we described is chanting Hare Krishna, Tapo Divyam, performing divine austerity. And it also means that spreading the glories of Krishna throughout the world, making everybody Krishna conscious, making ourselves Krishna conscious. And that's what the mission is of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they came for that purpose. Now, this mission, it can only be understood by those souls that are actually chanting the holy name of Krishna. Those that are chanting, as we read in this particular lecture by Prabhupada or introduction by Srila Prabhupada. This is how we understand that mission, by chanting. And chanting sincerely. And then from that chanting, we understand that mission and we take that mission upon ourselves and we try to preach about the glories of Krishna consciousness. Just like now we have the opportunity to spread Krishna consciousness by book distribution, by Harinam, and even Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra festival. This is also the mission of Prabhupada. He wanted that established throughout the world. And you can see how many hundreds of Rath Yatras are being performed all throughout the world. And it was Prabhupada's mission to introduce the culture of Krishna consciousness. And by us chanting nicely this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we can begin to understand this science. And this is real mukti. Real mukti means that we absorb ourselves in the mission of the Mahatsevam, the great souls. And by becoming absorbed in that mission, then one will always think of Krishna. And one will never forget Krishna. That's what it means to be absorbed in that mission. And, I was thinking about this as I was reading this particular verse, how important that was, that if we absorb ourselves in that mission, we see what Srila Prabhupada has done for us. If we're absorbed in the mission of Prabhupada, then we have all this. We have the temple. We have festivals. We have deity worship. And if we're interested in the mission and absorbed in the mission, then when we're cooking for Krishna, we want to cook the best. We want to cook in such a way that people, they just become completely absorbed in the food that we deliver to them. Just one aspect of it. Another aspect of it is chanting nicely. Melodious kirtan. Beautiful kirtan. And you can see in society today, there's people that are not even devotees that are chanting the holy name, the Hare Krishna. And so many people are attracted to that chanting because they're doing it so nicely. They like to hear that sound vibration. Of course, because it's from the lips of a non-devotee, it doesn't have the ultimate effect. But still, so many thousands of people are attracted if it's done very nicely. And that is a mission of the Acharya. That is a mission of Krishna, of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to deliver the conditioned souls from Maya. And we as devotees, we really need to seriously take this mission, especially with this chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. It's essential for us in order for us to be able to go out and spread Krishna consciousness and get people to understand why we're doing this. Like we're understood as the Hare Krishna people. Yes, we are. We chant the holy name. But there's other things that we do also. And that's also very important for the deliverance of the conditioned souls. And Lord Chaitanya was doing that. And so were the six Goswamis. In fact, we're considered to be, what, Rupanugas. We're the followers of Rupa Goswami. And when Rupa Goswami, when he first saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he considered him to be the most munificent incarnation of the Lord. What is that? Ahamudanya Krishna Prema Vidayate. Yes. He said that you're the most munificent incarnation because not only are you giving knowledge of Krishna, but you're also giving the process of how to love Krishna. And that is very important, how to love Krishna. And this chanting of the holy name is that powerful. It can even get rid of fear personified. And it can even help us understand how to love Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. It was Krishna Varnam Tisa Krishna Sango Sango Pangasta Parsadam Yagnai Sankirtan Pranaya Yajanti Hi Sumedha Saha. To say, Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya. He wasn't blackish. He was yellowish in color. And he came specifically with his associates. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. And those associates help him spread this Krishna consciousness movement by the chanting of the holy name. But it also says that those that have sumedasa, those that have sufficient brain substance can understand what Lord Chaitanya was doing. Only those that sumedasa. Prabhupada also says there's alpa medasa. Prabhupada said alpa means very little brain substance. In fact, he called it cow dung. The brain is filled with cow dung. And because their brain is filled with cow dung, they can't understand. So we should be very careful that we don't become alpa medasa and get too much attracted to all the upadi, all the bodily activities, very concerned constantly about what we're doing, what we're thinking, and how hard is it to control the senses. You know, very difficult, the mind. It's impossible. You can get up some mornings and your mind can be completely out of control. It just goes all over the place. It doesn't want to surrender. And you can see sometimes your mind may be getting on one track. And to get it off that track is practically impossible. Practically impossible. And what to speak of the senses? The senses are so much out of control. You know, when we desire, sometimes people go so crazy. They want sex or they want intoxication. And people ruin their lives because of these desires. So the bodily platform of life is very dangerous. It creates a lot of difficulty and suffering for the living entity. And in order to get rid of that suffering, we need to chant very nicely, very sincerely. And I'll even read something about that by Srila Prabhupada. He says, Krishna is complete spirit and he's absolute. Therefore, his name is also spirit. His name, his form, his quality, his, I mean to say, opulence, his paraphernalia, everything is spiritual. But at the present moment, due to our material bondage or condition, we cannot understand what is spiritual. But this ignorance can be removed by this process, chanting Hare Krishna. How is it? I'll give you an example. Just like a man is sleeping, how you can awaken him? By vibration of sound. Mr. Such and Such, just get up, get up. The time is up. Although he is now practically unconscious, he cannot see. Still, that hearing process is so prominent that a sleeping man can be awakened by vibration of sound. Similarly, the spirit soul, although it is now overpowered by this material bondage or material conditions, that spiritual consciousness can be revived by this transcendental vibration. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now, this is Sanskrit word. Some of you do not know what is the meaning of this Hare Krishna. This meaning of Hare Krishna, it is just addressing the Supreme Lord and his energy, Hara. Hara is the energy and Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So we are addressing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Oh, the energy of the Lord. Oh, the Lord, please accept me. That's all. Please accept me. We have no other prayer. Please accept me. Lord Chaitanya taught that we should simply cry and we shall simply pray for accepting us. That's all. So this vibration is simply a cry for addressing the Supreme Lord, requesting Him, please accept me, please accept me. It was a lecture on Bhagavad Gita in New York in 1966. So, this is what we're doing. Please accept me. We're praying to Krishna. And we're also trying to please the pure devotee of the Lord. And we show that by being absorbed in His mission, their mission, and making our mission their mission. And that way we can become Krishna conscious and become happy and satisfied. And that is a process for remembering Krishna always and never forgetting Him. That is a process by becoming absorbed in this mission of Krishna consciousness. All right? Jai. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ha, ha, ha.